818 Mix 94.7 KMCH. Tim Vick is here. I love that I can throw you under the bus and there's nothing. I know, I'm kidding. Big night last night. We've seen every once in a while Facebook comments like, what's happening over with, what's with the red orange fence over by the water? Shelley Park Project, things are already starting.
It's well underway.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's really, if you want to draw attention to something,
Put a fence around it.
That's right. What's going on down there?
What's happening down there?
I don't know anything about it. What's going on?
Yeah. How do you not know anything about it? First of all, we've talked about it every month here. But this is a big deal, and it continues to progress. You brought sketches. Can I take a picture of this and put it on the web a little
you
bit later?
You can have that copy.
Oh, this is for me?
If you want, I can autograph it for
please.
You.
Yes. Hang on. I will get you a Sharpie. We'll find a Eileen, I'm going to need a Sharpie. I'm going to have you sign that, and I'm going to put it in my office. Because you know how excited I am about the Shelley Park Project. But back to reality here.
Yeah.
This is moving. This is grooving.
It is moving. Last night, the city council did approve the contract. Okay, now, last time we talked, a while back, we had some concerns about whether or not we had enough language, proper language in the contract, that whether or not Iowa Economic Development Authority would approve it, whether it would meet the requirements for HUD. We went through all this stuff. We worked with the contractor. We worked with ECIA, who is managing the grant for us, and Iowa Economic Development Authority, or IEDA. You know all those acronyms.
Oh, yeah. Like they all drive BMWs ASAP and all that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. In the meantime, the rest of us are trying to figure out what they're saying.
It's like a bad episode of Wheel of Fortune.
So went through the contract. Iowa Economic Development Authority has approved it. ECIA has got it put together. Contractors approve it. And last night, the council approved it.
Good.
So we have the contract. The contractor met with us last week. We did a pre-construction meeting just in case things are moving forward, just so we keep on our timeline. They are looking to get started the week of April 3rd.
That's next week.
That is next
week. It's like next Monday.
Oh, it's going quick. So, you know, part of the stuff that the city staff was doing was removing the retaining walls. You know, that was stuff we were doing outside of the contract. We got that taken care of. We had some cooperative weather
that
allowed us to get in there.
Knock on wood.
Yeah, so that worked out well. And so really, I think the contractor and the architect are meeting this week to look at some rocks.
Okay.
I didn't realize they were geologists, but they're looking at rocks.
Heading over to Stone City. I'm like, I want that one. I want that one.
Can we blast this over here?
So I brought my own dynamite here. I'll save some money.
So, you know, we're going through with that. Things are looking really good. We'll have some things. We're still having hurdles.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
We were looking at doing these picnic tables with the built-in awning on them. Got notification yesterday morning that manufacturer's no longer making those.
Oh, no.
You know, that was a 20-week delay, too, so we were like, okay.
It took them 20 weeks to tell you that they weren't making them?
It took them until Friday afternoon to tell Doug, and Doug let me know yesterday. And so Doug's at an Iowa Parks and Recreation Conference.
Okay.
So he's meeting with some different vendors there. So we're going to look at an alternative here to try to do what we want to do here. And part of this is have those pods.
Yeah.
I call them a pod because that's kind of where you set. You're a little separated.
Like your little lunchroom seating, where you got a little group here, a little group there, and those tables.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Where you can get together and have that personal conversation, get to know people and talk to people. So we're going to reevaluate how we're doing that. So they may not exactly be the same, but we'll have something. It will work. We do have some time. We have to have 80% of the grant expenditure or expended by May 31st of this year.
Okay.
We're good there. Then we've got another year to get the final 20%, which is what we're going to kind of need.
Gotcha.
To get the close out and get the final stuff for retainage and stuff. So we're in good shape.
Now, as I look at this, and we'll post a picture of it, where is Franklin Street compared to what I'm looking at here? Does it go like top to bottom?
Yes.
Okay.
Franklin Street is the long segment.
Gotcha. So I would turn it. River Bend would be here. And this is what I'm... Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
And she brought a Sharpie. Look at... You will sign that. The other good thing is that the gazebo will live on. Not at there, at that location, but it will live on.
That is correct. We are going to be able to save a portion of the gazebo. Mm-hmm. Not the entire gazebo, but we will save a portion of that. That'll get relocated to 500 North Franklin, the old Shelley Funeral Home.
Okay.
We approved a contract last night with M&R Construction. They are going to move the roof. You know, everyone... Until you get up close to it, you don't realize how big it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so moving that down the road is going to take some coordination and some effort. But we're going to move that up there. We'll put it on a concrete slab. We'll have new posts put underneath of it so it can set up that way.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be It'll look great up there. We'll have a sidewalk through there. I think that'll help us showcase our way into Terrell Park.
Mm-hmm. That'll be nice. So, and again, I'm going to take a picture of this. We'll put it on the website here in just a bit. Other takeaway from last night, ATVs and UTVs, kind of realigning and relearning some things on that.
We've had the ordinance in place for about 2 years now, and so we've had some council members ask to reevaluate it, to relook at it. Part of it is looking at, well, it's worked okay. Do we want to open things up a little bit more? One of the concerns we had with our ordinance, it uses ATV and UTV interchangeably.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that's really what our intent is, because we don't really want ATVs, and that's the four-wheelers, mm-hmm. running around on streets in town. UTVs, they're the ones that look like cars.
Yeah, like the side-by-sides.
Side-by-sides. Those are ones we're saying, okay, that's probably a little bit more appropriate. And so we want to reevaluate how our ordinance reads. Make some tweaks there.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really kind of where we're opening it up. We're meeting with some of the members from the UTV club around here, see how we can make it a little user-friendly. Because
mm-hmm.
It is kind of complicated. You go from one town to another town, and ordinances are different.
Yeah, and plus you got county ordinances, too, and mm-hmm. then state ordinances on top. So it's all very jumbled. So
it really is. You know, they have some of the same classifications as far as what you have to have on your UTV
mm-hmm.
to be operating. Age. You know, you have to be 18 years old or mm-hmm. older, have to have a valid driver's license, you have to have insurance. Those are things they still have. Muffler
that
meets the requirements. You know,
side by side with glass packs running downtown. That'd be great.
Yep. So those are the things, you know, those basics are still there. It's just, where can you operate them?
Gotcha. And we'll keep an ear to that. And I love the fact that you're meeting with the club, too, that getting their input. Because these are the guys and gals that drive them. So, and they can spread the word then, all right, here, gang, here's what you can do, here's what you can't do.
Well, that's exactly it. And, of course, you know, not everyone owns one, so we mm-hmm. don't necessarily know all the ins and outs and the best practices with them. So,
Tim Vick with us this morning, the city manager here in Manchester. All right, what else do we need to know, good sir, before we part ways this time?
Well, I hate to bring this up.
What?
But the dry cleaner shrunk my rabbit suit, so I'm not going to
Easter Bunny. The kids were disappointed when you told them. Big plans for Easter? You guys staying around close or going out?
We are staying close. My parents live in Muscatine, so I'll go down and visit with them.
Gotcha. Cool. Well, always good to see you, my friend. Thanks for making time for us, and thank you for this.
Yep.
I will have, when we get off the air, I'm going to have you sign it, and we'll get it in a frame. We're going to put it up in the office because I'm very excited about this. And hopefully, fingers crossed, all goes well, we can be in here for River Days.
That's exactly right. We're still looking at that. We may not have the picnic tables.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll have some picnic tables, but we won't have the
I'll call Doug. I'll tell him, just find something. It's the city card. Just spend smartly. So always good to see you, Tim. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
You're going to see his smiling face and a picture of the design for Shelley Park online at kmch.com.